Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brimskin time, number 174. Jump up, hit the floor. Listen, I got my main man, my homeboy, my super redheaded skillet of superior something or other, Mr. Alex DePonte.
Yeah, that's exactly what my title is. If you actually look at my business card, it says Super Master Mr. of Superior Alex DePonte.
There you go.
That's what it says.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Of something.
Kind of great. Yeah, or something.
Of something. Yeah. Yeah. Or something of something.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, man, I gotta give you credit where it's due. You know what I'm saying? But it's the first time I'm seeing you in like 2 weeks again.
Yeah, I know that we you were gone for 2 weeks. And
gone.
Unfortunately, I could not be here.
Oh, I was gone.
I know.
So I
had to take
it,
care of a sick Megan.
I pre-recorded and I sent to you, and I did it all by my lonesome. Were you proud of me?
I was, actually. You sent me the folder this time.
Yes.
So we didn't have an issue with the
no.
show going up. Sometimes he sends me the wrong files, guys, and then I open it up and I'm like, Brim, I can't do anything with this.
I'm old,
you sent
man.
Me nothing.
I'm old. What do you expect? What
you
do you
sent
expect?
You sent me basically what was like an image of the work that you had done, and were like, make audio from this picture.
Well, the picture was pretty. I mean, you could have at least, you know, like pretended.
I couldn't even open the picture.
Well, that's not my fault. I did what I was supposed
You're
to
right.
do.
You're right. This time you did.
I got
you did it.
It
perfectly this time.
I
actually,
did it.
Everything was perfect. Everything was right in the place that it needed to be.
Nice.
You did not even save over the blank session.
See?
Like you did everything perfectly. You did actually this time you did it better than I do it most times.
Wow.
I know. Look at you go.
Impressive.
I am impressed.
I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, what do you call it?
He knows what he's doing. He's dangerous now.
I'm dangerous now. Dangerous. Yeah, but now, okay, since you got to listen to them, did I at least sound halfway decent, though?
Yeah, you did.
Did I not? Was I boring? I had to.
No, I don't think you were that boring. It's just more like...
You didn't listen to the whole thing, probably.
I listened to snippets and segments, and I needed to make sure that everything sounded good.
Yeah.
Everything sounded good. Listen, I caught, like, the beginning, I caught a little bit of the middle, and I caught the tail end, and from what I caught, you didn't sound boring. You more just sounded like, it's just me. I'm going to rant and rave for this entire show.
It wasn't. Listen, it's not so easy to do that crap by yourself. You know
I
what I mean?
I can't imagine that it would be.
If
I did it, I would like have nothing to talk. I would really need to prepare and plan ahead.
I didn't even have anything to plan ahead. I was just like, I'm going to go
just
with the flow.
It?
Yeah.
Just wung it?
That's what I've been doing.
I'd probably
I
like go on YouTube and literally just be like, all right, guys, let's go on an adventure today and like just like find whatever I find interesting. And then just cut out like hours of stuff.
Don't I always wing the show? I always wing the show.
Yeah.
How often do I actually have anything planned?
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes
you're like, Alex, I got this story.
Yeah, because I've got a couple of stories here and there every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, like, but you know, I think it's fun when you're just like winging it sometimes.
It is.
You know, because
I agree.
You can't be so structured all the time.
Of course.
Structure is great and it's wonderful, but you know, like sometimes you need to let loose.
My therapist says I need structure in my life.
You need a lot of structure in your life. If you spent more time with me than everything else, you would have more structure. In your life.
Yeah.
I can guarantee
whip
you
me
that.
Into shape.
I will whip you into shape.
Oh, boy.
You might enjoy it a little too much.
Oh, no.
But I will. Yeah. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I pulled out a banana earlier, and he goes, oh, my God.
Wait, wait a second.
It's
no.
So big.
Hold on. But
no
like,
structure.
Listen, the banana that you had was, it looked like a banana for, like, a gorilla. It was just
Do I look small
too,
to you?
But you're not a gorilla.
Am I eating a mini freaking banana?
You're
no.
not like a ton.
No, but I also, listen, man, I appreciate that. But anyway, you know, like if you're going to have a banana, get a big banana. If I'm paying for bananas and I ain't climbing up into trees to grab them, I want a banana that I'm paying for that's big.
All I'm saying is that banana.
Ginormous.
That banana looked genetically modified.
Huge.
Giant banana. Too big for comfort.
I was super stoked, too. It was three bananas for $1 over at 7-Eleven. No free ads.
And they
but,
were just that
But they
massive?
Have advertised with me before, so I'm okay with it.
All right.
Yeah, man. I was like, I'll take this one and this one, and I will I'll take this one. And this one was the one that you just
saw.
He
went bananas.
Yeah, I did. I'm going bananas, and I feel like a poor little
brain. Is that
brain
a song?
Yeah, and I feel like my poor little brain is being devoured by piranha. But I'm going bananas. Do you know who sings it?
No.
It's Madonna. Bring it up.
Bring it up.
I'm going bananas by Madonna. It's from the Dick Tracy soundtrack. And while you're doing that, what do you call it? I will do our quick sponsors here. As always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Mane & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, and the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. And I can't do it because I think you touched something. So
you broke the board.
I go, there you go. No, it still didn't work.
It's broken.
You broke it.
It's broken.
It was working 2 seconds ago.
I know. I don't know what happened.
Oh, my God.
Get in my belly! Come on!
There you go. Wait. No. Still, I guess that...
Oh, those buttons don't work. Yeah, the sound's gone.
So where'd you go with my world?
Oh, the world's
yeah,
gone?
Yeah, that was what it was.
Oh, I don't know. That's going to have to come back.
Yeah, I'm very upset with this.
I'll do it for you. Go ahead, do it.
Okay. The best podcasting equipment in the world.
I'll
deal with it. what do you call it? So how much time do we have in this segment?
I don't know. Like 4 minutes.
Okay, so
3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Play my Going Bananas song. So
Why is this so weird?
It's so great. Listen.
All right, they're just going to hear.
I'm going to sing with it.
All right. So loud.
Hola.
They're just going to react. They're just going to hear us reacting to the song.
I'm going to sing to it.
They're not
going to
hear the song.
I'm going bananas, and I feel like a poor little mind is being devoured by piranhas.
I'm going bananas. Oh.
Ready? Oh, no, she didn't do it in this one. It's the second one.
All right, I think I'm going to pause that because our listeners can't hear the song, and I can't play the full song because we'll get, like, copyright.
Okay, but you can put that in, right?
What, the little thing that we just did, the little snippet? Yeah, I can put that in.
Make sure you put that in.
Yeah, I'll put it in.
So this way they can hear me. They can hear that I'm singing to something.
I'll put it in.
But you didn't hear her go,
oh,
it's coming up, like, right
God.
There. It's coming up, like, right here. Here it goes. Cosa non complementes. Ready? Oh, that was a different part. That was a... I love this song. How do you not love this song?
Where is it?
Put in going bananas.
Is it right here?
There you go. Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right, yeah, I'll clip some Madonna parts into there. That might be the segment that we use for today. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. No, I can't because Piranha's going over that. Piranha bananas.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let me just put this out there. I love Madonna's music, but Madonna I'm not so happy with.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? Well, Madonna and I have a little history. So we were at, we wound up doing BET together. And
okay.
What do you call it? I was super psyched. I was like, you know what? Opportunity. I'm actually going to meet Madonna. This is going to be great. And what do you call it? Danielle came with me. She never comes with me to anything. I'm like, babe.
Yeah, but Madonna.
You're going to meet Madonna. She was like super stoked. She's like, wow, we're going to meet Madonna. You know, all dressed to the nine, the whole nine yards. We're down at BET. You know, I'm there early because... You know, I'm gonna be on, you know, on air, and I'm just like, all right, this is really gonna be good. And then after that's good. And after
I brought the brownies out, Brim Eyes immediately.
after we were done with whatever segments we were doing there, we were supposed to go over and do a charity event also with Madonna. So I was tied into the whole thing, and I was super stoked. Well, guess what? She showed up to BET an hour and a half late.
It's Madonna.
Screwed my segment up, so I got no time, okay? Because she came in. That was when
Madonna.
That was when Madonna was doing 4 Minutes to Save the World with, what do you call it, what's his face, Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
And great song. And she had such a freaking attitude, not to me, just in general.
Mm.
And I was just like, wow.
Maybe she didn't want to be there.
BET? No, she wanted to be BET. She's Madonna. So she's like, I'm Madonna. You know what I mean? But then she didn't show up to the charity either. So I did not get my time with her because she came an hour and a half late. My time got bumped down to a minimal. And then when he called, she didn't show up to the charity thing afterwards. I was so freaking annoyed.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Madonna.
Freaking Madonna.
How dare you, Madonna?
Listen, I love you, Madonna.
I mean, she's been doing a bunch of, like, wild stuff.
She looks awful now. I feel bad because, what do you call it? Listen, I don't want to say anything bad about her. I feel bad. Take that back. You look fantastic, Madonna. She really does.
Madonna, you.
I don't know what she's doing to herself.
Anytime.
What is that?
Oh. That sounds like our segment coming in. That should not have come in.
All right, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Within Brimskin. Love you, Madonna.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Well G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, people? We're back to Within Brimskin, where we rip slash love on Madonna.
Hello. I love Madonna. I do love Madonna. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, did she do that album that I'm thinking of, American Life, American Girl, American Something?
I don't know. Is that her?
I think that might have been her.
I just, she angers me.
American Life album, is that her? Is that what I'm thinking of? Yes. Yes, that is. This album is a train wreck.
Here's the thing. It's like she did some stuff to her face. Because she has to feel, you know, like she's not getting older, I guess, instead of just, you know, aging gracefully. Like, I don't know, man.
She was young when this album came out. This is the first album where, all right, so, I mean, according to the person that I watched on YouTube, so take this with a grain of salt, but every album that she had prior to this was like a massive hit, and then this one happened, and nobody cared.
Really?
First time nobody cared about a Madonna album. And then since then, she has been in and out of the spotlight. But, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, or as far as I know, yeah, every album before this was really insanely popular. Actually, no. Yeah, he definitely said that every album before this had multiple top charting songs. This was the first album not to have one.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I listen, what can I tell you? I'm not going to badmouth Madonna. I haven't really badmouthed her except for the fact that I said she had, an attitude, and that I think that the plastic looks plastic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Would you rather look plastic or look old?
Old. I'd rather be natural.
Speaking of old.
What?
The queen died.
Yeah, the queen died, man.
The queen died.
Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I'm going to put it like that. I don't have any hate towards the queen, but I don't necessarily, like, I love the queen's outfits. I think she, like, dresses fabulously, but I don't have any, like, strong opinions on the queen one way or the other.
Yeah.
I do have some strong opinions on what's going on like Twitter and other social media platforms about the queen.
Oh. Going on?
Well, like obviously like I would say probably like I don't know, maybe like 80% of like social media platforms are like, you know, in loving memory of the queen and being, you know, like, oh, we miss it and everything like that. But there's like probably a good 20% of people that are like praising like the queen's death.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with those people. Like I said, I don't really have strong opinions one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But those people are getting banned on Twitter and other outlets for saying things like, hey, the queen ruled over, like, you know, a colonialist, you know, empire that, like, you know, kind of ruined my country for years, you know? Like, I don't like the British Empire, and I don't like the queen that represents it. She represents monarchy. She represents this. And you know what? I think that that person has every right to say those things. Like, they should be allowed to say that they disagree with the British Empire. But no, they're getting banned over it. So I don't agree that they should get banned, but I don't necessarily agree with them entirely. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, are these the people that live in that area or live in Europe or?
I know that the person that I'm talking about was a professor, and she said that like half of her family literally had to relocate because of like the British Empire. I guess like they're probably from like, I don't know, like maybe an African country. That's usually where the British Empire did a lot of damage.
Right.
Maybe some other, there are some other places, you know, I mean, there was a saying, the sun never sets on the British Empire for a reason. They did move a lot of people around and colonialize a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I can't say one way or the other whether that's true or not. I don't think that a college professor would necessarily lie about something like that.
Right.
And she did face the consequence of it. Jeff Bezos from Amazon retweeted her, and then, you know, she got banned off Twitter, and she started to get a lot of hate for degrading the queen.
Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, but you got to remember that, what do you call it, that being said, you know what I mean, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're also entitled to repercussions that come along with your opinion.
I mean, I agree. I personally feel like Twitter is the new public square, though. I feel like you should have a freedom to speak your mind. And I think Twitter's rules actually say that, like, you know, we want to protect people from harassment and things like that. I don't think that what she said qualifies as harassment towards the queen. I think she's talking about the British monarchy and the British Empire. I don't know why she would be banned for saying something like that, you know?
Right.
For condemning that. Like, do you think it's right for Twitter to ban you for condemning the United States if we do something wrong? Like, if we go into a war that you necessarily wouldn't agree with, like Vietnam, for example, if Twitter existed during that time, I don't think it would be right for people to be banned off Twitter for condemning the Vietnam War.
You don't think it would be right?
I don't think it would be right for Twitter to ban them, no, for condemning the war.
Well, my father fought in that war, so, you know, obviously...
I'm not saying condemning the soldiers.
You know, no, my thing is, you know, look, people are entitled to their opinion. Anybody's opinion, they're entitled to their opinion. But you're also entitled to the consequences that come along with those opinions, just like I said.
You don't think Twitter's being unfair in how they...
First of all, let's be clear here. And I'm not saying I agree with them or disagree with them, but in the grand scheme of things, it's their platform. They can do whatever the f*** they want. Okay, so at the end of the day, if they say, all right, well, you know, we are not going to be having this, well, then they're not going to be having that. If they decide they are going to have this, then they are going to have that. If they decide that these are their rules, then those are their rules. Well, it's a free platform. You make a choice whether you want to be on it or not. If you want to use their platform and you feel that their platform is worthy of your use, then you have to go and abide by their rules. If you own a business,
I agree. But they should, put those in the rules, though.
If you own a business, they don't have to. If you own a business.
Yes, they do, though.
No, they don't. If you own a business.
Yeah.
Say you own an internet cafe.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And in your internet cafe, all right, you don't have the rules up because, you know, it's really no specific rules. But you personally are not going to deal with stupid crap, okay? But then you have some people that are coming in, and on the computers in your internet cafe, these grouping of people, maybe two or three people, are sitting and looking up how to make homemade explosions and how to, and that, what do you call it? And hold on, and that Jews are scum of the earth, and they have Nazism things, and they're talking out, they're looking at things against gay people. Now, they have the right to look at that stuff, but it's your place. And you say, well, guess what? I don't appreciate that. You're out. You're banned. I don't want you coming back. That's your right as a business owner. Therefore, I hope I'm making sense here. It is their right as a, you know, as the platform to say, hey, I don't want you here. Get out.
I think you have.
I thought that was well thought out.
That was well thought
out.
Thank you. The bomb thing, I don't think.
Maybe not the bomb
translates
thing, but
the Nazi ideology, you
Nazi
got me
ideology,
you got me with, because
the gay,
lesbian,
bi.
No, but I don't actually, I do think it is illegal for a business to kick you out because you're because you're a Nazi. You can't refuse. Well, actually,
a business has a right to
refuse. But not based off of like certain things. You cannot refuse service.
Bullshit. No.
I can't kick somebody out of my business because they're black. It's not allowed. That's illegal.
Okay, but people do it every single day.
Yeah, but
they
okay.
might not say it's
they
because
might
they're black.
It, but that
they
it,
might not say it's because they're Jewish. They
but,
might not say it because they're gay.
But that is against the law, though.
Well, prove it.
What do you mean, prove it? That is against the law.
I'm saying prove that that's why they kicked him out.
That's a different story. That's a different argument altogether. I'm just talking about what's on the books.
And honestly, it might... Nothing will ever happen from it. They might have local, you know.
Well, no, I don't. I disagree.
Local people coming in and making a big deal out of it, and you know, going after them, or you know what I'm saying, or striking.
I disagree. Didn't the baker lose the case for kicking out the gay couple? I'm pretty sure that they did. I'm pretty sure that they lost the case for kicking out the gay couple and not making the wedding cake.
Well, did they buy the wedding cake ahead of time, and then the cake wasn't made because they're gay?
I forgot what we talked.
If that's the case, then that's why. If they just kicked him out, you know what I'm saying?
They just kicked him out. The gay couple went in to go buy a cake, and It was like, no, I'm not making a cake for you guys.
Okay. Well, then they might have brought it up, and maybe they got a judge that felt that whatever something that was in there, they were entitled to something. That's not the case, unfortunately, with most of the United States, especially right now.
I would say that probably, yeah.
I don't want to get political with it, but you know, you and I are on the same side on that.
I mean, I don't think we're getting political. We're just talking about like what we believe to be on the books, and you cannot kick somebody out for things like that. But you're right, yeah. You have the right to kick anybody out for any reason you want, as long as it's not based off of like race, creed, color, sexual orientation, things like that.
No shirt, no shoes, no service.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you could do that. So, you know what? I guess you probably changed my mind. I guess Twitter can probably kick these people off or whatever. I just don't think...
If somebody wants to come in to walk into our place right now, I can tell them, get the freaking hell out of our place.
You're right.
I don't care who they are, what color they are, what nationality they are. It's my business. I have the right of refusal.
Twitter has become kind of like the new place to talk and right. share your ideas. And Twitter in their rules say that they want to be a place where people can go and communicate different ideas. I feel like what they are doing is like going against their own policy, because they cannot point to a rule in their terms of service that would like that this person seemed to violate.
Well, listen, again, what do you call it? If they feel that it's hateful and hate speech, or if they consider it hate speech, then they can do whatever they want. And again,
consider it rude.
End of story. If they look at your profile, Alex, and they say, I don't like your face, they can ban you. They don't care.
Yeah, they shouldn't be able to do that, though.
Why? It's their business. You don't pay them for
because
the business.
Because I think the Twitter...
You don't pay them for their business. It's a free app.
Because the Twitter users expect Twitter to, like... police their website, like, non, like, without bias.
Bro, they can't even freaking give out verified check marks without, all their people are bots. They're not real people. They have bots. You think that they can figure out who's right and who's wrong?
I understand what you're saying.
No, they have algorithms that they follow.
We should hold these companies up to a higher standard.
But, Alex, it's their business is just like anybody else's business. It is an online business that is free for you to use. You do not have to pay to use the product. Therefore, they can get you, they can take your thing and go click and you're gone like this, the instant.
I am aware that they can do that.
Because they don't need to abide by your rules.
But then they should put that. But then they should put that in there. I'm not saying that they should abide by my rule. No, it's really not. Like, they have no justification for kicking this person off the platform.
They don't need it. They have the right to get, and it says it, I'm sure, in the thing.
No, but they
have the right to remove anybody they feel, that should be removed.
They could do whatever they want.
But thank you very much. So just because you might think that they had no right doesn't mean that they had no right. Maybe you don't believe they had just cause, but they don't need a just cause. They didn't feel like having it there. They said bye-bye.
But that's my argument.
Did you feel that it was just cause for them to get rid of Trump? You know? Of course it was a just cause.
No, I actually don't think so.
I do.
I don't.
I do. And all he did was make it even worse with people that have the Trumpism. You know what I mean? Where it's just like, speak loud and doesn't matter what you're saying.
I understand.
Just speak loud and you know, F you, F you, F you.
No, like, I get
you
it.
You know what I'm saying? I could go F you, F you, F you too. You know? Like, I'm just more tactful about things when I talk.
I just think that they're being very biased in who they ban and who they don't.
Okay.
And I feel like that we should hold them to, like, a higher standard. Because in their terms of service, they say that, like, they're going to allow free speech and allow the discourse of ideas, and this is definitely going against that.
That also means that, you know, then, you know, then, well, what's to stop saying that, you know, somebody can just walk in here and say, I want a job. Well, you're not qualified for the job, or we can't swing giving you a job. And you know what I'm
we
saying?
We have different rules here. Twitter has laid out all of their rules in their terms of service, and they just seem to be, like, violating some of their own rules.
I don't know. Listen, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We're going way over time on this one,
yeah,
which
we
is
are.
Fine. But we'll be right back with some more Within Brimskin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online. It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there! up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brim's Skin.
What's up? We're going to do a topic change.
Oh, okay.
We're going to shift topics because I'm tired of talking about Twitter.
Oh, no, yeah, that's fine.
Let's talk about Instagram.
Oh, God.
And TikTok. No, this one's actually kind of fun.
Okay.
All right. So, I found out about a story.
Right.
About, and it involves the Mom Talk and Mom Instagram community.
Okay.
All right. So... You're like so bored. You're just like checking out. You're like
phone. No, I'm
like,
listening.
Alex is going to rant and rave. I think you'll find this interesting. I really do. All right, so just roll with me. So there in this mom's face, there was like these four girls that got really, really, really popular on Mom Talk and Mom Gram, whatever the hell you want to call it. They're really, really pretty. They're all in like their early 20s. They're Mormons, so they're very religious, and they just promote like good values and good family values and everything like that.
Right.
And a few weeks ago, maybe, two of the girls in this group, along with all of the husbands, unfollowed one of the moms on all social media. And everyone kind of noticed and was like, what's going on? Like, they're all like... They all do things together. They're all friends. They're all, you know, they celebrated their weddings together and stuff like that. Like, what's going on? She stays silent for a while. And then she drops a bombshell on everyone. She goes live on TikTok and starts answering questions. And she's basically like, yeah, like everything you saw in the Instagram posts and the TikToks, like all that was fake. Like we were all sleeping around with each other's husbands and, it all just like came out. And then like now, like all of us are getting a divorce except for one of the couples. And, you know, they're going to try and play innocent and say that they weren't doing what, you know, what we were doing, but it was literally all of us, all four of us basically traded husbands on and off and we all broke our own rules and, we all just messed around, and none of us are innocent. We're all super guilty. Yeah, she just exploded this whole thing.
And okay, but is it real, or is she just trying to start drama?
No. She seems like she was actually, like, like, just being, like, straight up honest. She was like, yeah, like, it was really messed up. Like, you know, we had these kind of rules where, like, oh, you were allowed to do, like, certain things. Like, you could make out with my husband, but that's it. And, like, only in front of us. But then she was like, yeah, but, like, I would do that. And then I would take her husband, like, into the back of the house and we would have sex. And, like, she had no idea. And she did the same thing with my husband. And we all did the same things. We all stabbed each other in the back. And, like, they were all promoting this, like, perfect Mormon lifestyle on TikTok and Instagram and everything like that. And they're, again, they're all really pretty. They're all really beautiful. They all have kids and everything like that. And now they're all getting divorced.
Wow. Ouch. Wow.
I know. So now, if you were in that girl's situation, would you have walked away or would you have done what she did and just torched the whole thing? Just, you know, just be like, nah, you know what? You're going to come after me on social media. Well, I'm just going to tell it all. I'm just going to tell my whole story.
That's like, I mean, here it is. I mean, first of all, like, if you're getting entwined with crap like that, then, you know, that's a problem in the first place. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I could not imagine being involved in something like that. And I would probably off everybody else because I don't, you know, nobody's going to be near my wife. And if they are, everybody's dying. You
look
know
at
what
this.
I mean?
What on earth is going on with mom talk, with Mormon mom talk? Look at her. Look at this. Look. In my 20s, getting divorced, starting therapy, living on my own for the first time, along with two little kids. And look at her.
She's pretty smoking hot.
And they're all like that. Look at, hold on, let's see if I could find some TikTok videos.
Interesting. Wow, that's crazy. What do you call it? Speaking about good-looking girls, I'm looking for a couple of models that I'm going to be doing, that I want to do some photos with this, for some upcoming photo shoots. I have a couple of people in mind that I know, so we'll see what happens. What do you call it? I had my friends over at Vamp Fangs sent me over a whole bunch of different, oh my Lord, really?
Yeah, so she posted, like nobody knew what was
going on.
Remind
me to go back to that, because
I'm so sorry. I'm looking on thing. I'm obsessed with this right now. She posted on her TikTok, she was just like, my entire life is falling apart. And everyone was like, what is going on? I mean, look at her.
Wow.
Look, so this is one of the couples.
Right.
And there she is again. I wish we could see some of the other couples involved in this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. All right, so go ahead.
That's pretty insane. So, like I was mentioning, what do you call it? The whole thing with Vamp Fangs. So Vamp Fangs sent me a whole bunch of, new vampire and werewolf fangs.
Okay.
That fit, you know, that they're going to be made custom for me.
Right.
Spirit Hoods is sending me new, the werewolf, not the werewolf, the Wolverine jacket.
I love those things.
Super
they look,
soft.
Guys, if you have never looked them up, seriously, Spirit Wolf, especially for Halloween,
Spirit
guys.
Spirit Hoods, man, really,
yeah,
really fun.
Dude, they're sick, guys.
I just did a shoot last night with, with J.R. Messina, Chris Dean Pinto, a couple of my photographers that I work with that I love to death. And I actually used my Panther one, yesterday. So
yeah, they look sick.
So I'm really psyched to see what comes out of those. We did some stuff that I hadn't done before. Also, I wanted to wish a happy Dirty 30 to Mr. Greer from Grindhouse.
He's
his 30. Birthday. Yep, it's his birthday today.
Oh, he's old.
30 years old. And yeah, man, just wanted to make sure that I put it out there for him. And all right, go back to what you were saying. I just, you know, didn't want to.
There's a picture of all of them.
I think she was the best looking one.
The one that we saw that exposed,
yeah,
all the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but still though, like, it's crazy.
The top left one is pretty cute too, I think.
Like, it's just so funny that they're all Mormon, super religious, like family values things, and they're all sleeping with each other's husbands.
Because I don't know if that's listen, man, everybody talks a big game, oh, my religion and the blah blah blah. You know, like, but I don't buy it.
The Onion did a great skit on this a while ago, like way back when. And it was the title of the headline was something like Republican politician conference to be held in California. Gay prostitutes awaiting surplus in revenue.
Oh, this was the, okay.
It's the onion.
The onion.
The onion, of course. And then they just interviewed like gay prostitutes. They were like, yeah, there's a lot of Republicans coming for the conference, and we're going to see a big rise in closeted homosexuals. Like, and it was just so funny. And they're just like, and they were just saying like, yeah, especially those really religious ones, they get some really freaky things. You know, they ask for really freaky. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craziness, man. And listen, man, because most of them are so full of it, you know, because I'm sorry. First of all, sex is a human thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a human emotion, human action, human reaction. And the fact is that don't tell me, oh, I'm not interested in sex. At some point in your life, you're absolutely interested in sex. Even if you're not interested in sex regularly, all right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Every so often, you're like, man, I want to do something about this.
I think there's very few people out there that are actually asexual.
Yeah.
It's
there are a few people that are asexual,
yes. It's probably
asexual,
like less than 1% of the population, maybe. Maybe a little bit more.
Asexual?
Asexual. Yeah, it's when you're just not interested in sex at all.
I don't know, man.
I've met one person like that.
Word is
asexual. See, there we go.
There we go.
I did it late in the game today.
Yeah.
We only have a minute.
You were a little
and a half.
Late.
Oh, don't say that. What do you call it? We don't know. Oh, wait, we're in New York. We're okay.
Yeah.
That's craziness, man. Like, I don't even want to get into all that stuff. So, I'm assuming you have not watched She-Hulk.
I have not.
And I'm assuming you haven't watched Cobra Kai.
But, like, I saw a meme that was, like, something like Iron Man getting or escaping from the desert, and then the top, and it was, like, a bunch of little dominoes pushing over a big dominoes, and the last domino was, like, She-Hulk backing that thing up on something.
Yeah.
What happened? What did I miss in this movie?
It's a show, and it's a great show. I told you would enjoy this show.
All right. Well,
and my friend Steve Coltera is in it, and what do you call it? And you know, a couple other friends of mine are in it. So what do you call it? I definitely suggest you watch it. It's a really good show.
Megan and I are gaming right now. We're taking a break from shows.
Oh well,
we just finished House.
Yeah, well, no, that's a crappy show.
I hate you. I love House. We both love House.
Yeah, what do you call it? Cobra Kai is a fantastic freaking show. Fifth season. I'm 6 episodes in now. Super soaked.
Super soaked?
Super stoked.
Oh, Jesus
stoked.
Christ, Brim. You don't need to tell me those things.
S-T-O-K-E-D.
We're going to go
stoked.
Back, and you're going to hear that you said soaked.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Within Brimskin. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so very much. Make sure you hit us up on all the social media. At The Real Brimstone for me. At @the_real_DePonte for Mr. Alex, you know, on Insta, even though he never uses it.
I literally never use it.
Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the socials. Hang out with us next week. Catch Grindhouse Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. Dirty Little Secrets Club Tuesdays. And we'll see you guys again next week. God willing. Love you.
Get in my belly! Come on!